Sydney come to town, they take on Port Adelaide Saturday night. Sold out Adelaide Oval. Joining us now is former Port Premiership player, everyone's favourite, now highly rated assistant, you'd say,
Bone. Absolutely, absolutely.
On everyone's list, we speak of Stewie Jew. Stewie, thanks for your time.
No dramas.
Oh, man, you guys are flying. Won 13 of your last 14. A Port, any chance?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. we're playing their home deck, so I think it's a given, really, that they should be favourites, but form's a bit irrelevant when it comes to these ones.
Yeah, I agree with that, Dewey. I was just mucking around with you. Hey, do you think the team, your team's, played its best footy yet this year?
Not yet. I think we've played some really good footy in patches, but we've only pieced together a couple of four-quarter efforts. I mean, but across the league, you can see a lot of teams probably go around saying that. And that's the challenge, I guess, as coaches and the players to try and peak at the right time. So, we'll need a four-quarter effort, no doubt, this week to win against, I guess, Port. You know, they're talking it up this week, so we'll need to be on our game.
Hey, Stewie, it seems like only yesterday they took you to 4 points at the SCG. I'm assuming that's the game that you probably focus on to a reasonable deal, especially for your team to say, look, this is not a team that's to be taken lightly. Have a look how they can play, and that's probably what you've got to hold up in front of your blokes.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of a look at it because it was only about 7 or 8 weeks ago. Yeah. It's a bit of a weird one. But, see, we've also looked at how teams have played well against them in the last few weeks, so we've got probably a combination of both. One, getting our players wary, but also trying to get them confident to play the style of footy that we want to play.
And you got a full kit, haven't you? Sounds like Buddy and Hanbury are going to be good to go.
Yeah, good to go. Buddy was touch and go last week, and even Hanbury, so probably just went that 1 week extra to make sure that they're 100%. So they're fine, and we've probably got one of our strongest teams into the year.
Mm. Franklin, Tippett, Goods and Reed in the one forward line. That borderlines on being unfair, Dewey.
Well, we haven't had the luxury. I think probably only about four games together. There's always one of them being out. So that's probably when you talk about how we played our best footy. I think if those guys can stay out on the park, we will certainly play our best footy because they're pretty formidable down there.
They're very clever players, and I don't think this would be a problem, but I could imagine it could be. Competing against each other inside 50, your biggest concern with those four?
They're different players. They're probably the most similar are Reedy and Goodsy, yet they are different. Goodsy's probably a bit more of a ground-level player, but having said that, Reed's no slouch. Tippett's more stay-at-home. Buddy's Buddy. We don't give him too much instruction on take away his natural instinct and flair, so he's just basically, all right, you're in the forward line, do your thing.
What was his problem, Stewie? Was it his knee?
Yeah, he's had tendonitis in his knee pretty much all year. And particularly early on when Tippett wasn't playing, he was really good. He put his hand up to play a couple of times when, maybe he should have rested. So he was aware of the situation the whole club was in and performed well in those games. So he just felt he couldn't get through four quarters last week. It was really sore, and it was a weird one because he'd trained well on the Thursday, so just one where he woke up and it flared up.
Big King Kurt Tippett's coming back to Adelaide. Is he a little bit apprehensive? Is he nervous? Is he excited? Does he want to get on the plane and get back to his home state?
he's all right, actually. He doesn't seem to faze Tippett. I think he played his first game.
He did back, against Port, yeah.
His first game for the club against Port, so he was not fazed by it at all. He's pretty keen to get back and have an impact. He thought he was okay last week, but he's pretty keen to make amends.
Hey, Stewie, we're fascinated by your forward line and the big names, but I was looking through your stats today. I mean, Buddy aside, he's kicked 50. I think you've got another 10 who have kicked double figures or more. So it's not just about those four. You've got a lot of blokes here at the scoreboard.
Yeah, we try and spread it around a little bit. And even at times, like our mids, sometimes Kieran Jack's played forward or... Mm. Luke Parker plays forward at times, and Josh Kennedy even tries to get down there, but I keep grabbing him back to the midfield. He's too important. He keeps edging down there. I said to him, what are you doing? One of the premier mids. Stay with me. But, yeah, the boys love a goal, like all footballers, I think.
And you don't mind Adelaide Oval too, I would have thought, given you played the SCG and the unique shape that Adelaide Oval might have stretched you. But you have one crack there, you kick 20 goals, so not too many fears there either.
No, we seem to play well at Subiaco as well. I think our demographic of our side's changed a fair bit. They're all pretty quick, bar a couple. So we certainly like a big deck. So Adelaide Oval, we're happy to come over and play, and I think we'll enjoy it. You know, I think it's sold out, which is great for obviously Port, but also for our players. It's nothing better than playing against a packed away crowd.
Hey, Stuart, you talk about your demographic of your team changing shape a little bit and age a little bit, but what's also changed for you to be so adaptable to big grounds but so good on your small ground? I mean, do you have to tweak your game style that much?
Not a lot. I mean, the SCG actually is probably still got a bit of a stigma for when it was a lot shorter than what it is now. They have extended it with the new stand. It did go a little bit longer. So
okay, yep.
It's not as small as what people think. But also with the width, I think it's actually got more grass area than Eddie had. So it is still a big deck. It's just not as, I guess, goal to goal.
Yep.
There's a bit more room. So
okay.
a slight change, but, I mean, not to the point where we have team meetings about it. I think players just with experience know you know, what's different.
Okay.
On a bigger sense, in terms of coaching, we coach the same.
Right now, who's your club's best tap ruckman, Dewey?
Well, probably Mike Pike. He's the only one we've really got going at the moment. We've, Tommy Derricks has hurt his knee, bit of a weird injury at training. And then we've got a young guy, actually, that we've just put up on the list, Sam Naismith. So he's interesting. He's a name to remember. He's good, very good. He's just got to find that consistency. So he's an exciting prospect. We've just elevated him and Toby Nankervis, who, you know, just a tough kid from Tassie. We look forward to him playing some good footy soon too.
So that elevated ruckman, are you playing him this week?
Not at this stage, but there was a deadline, so we just had to...
Oh, okay.
We may need him at some point, and certainly he's a lot taller. I think he's about 206 or 207 centimetres, and quite handy in the centre bounce. His follow up for a guy his size, really impressive.
Is that your Achilles heel in ruck, do you think, Dewey? I'm of the belief you can't win a flag without a dominant tap ruckman, or at least a top shelf blue chipper.
No, I'm not sure. In some ways, if you haven't got a dominant ruckman, you're probably more proactive around the stoppages. I think you can get lulled into a false sense of security if you've got someone winning the hits all the time. So that's probably coming from me, who, you know, we had Shane Mumford, who, as good a ruckman he wasn't a dominant ruckman. He was more dominant on the ground. So in my time at Sydney, we haven't had the luxury of a dominant ruckman, but if I had the choice, of course, we'd love one.
You got a mighty good midfield. Your spread of inside, tall, tough, hard, contested player, then your outside run is just terrific. It must be really good because Ryan O'Keefe can't squeeze himself in there, can he?
No, he can't. He's probably, Luke Parker, the last couple of years, been playing half forward. And, we really felt he was ready to pop into an A grader, and he hasn't let us down, I think.
Oh, he has.
You know, he really given him that opportunity. He's as hard as anyone I've seen play. Some of his attack on the ball is scary. So even at training, we've got to tell him to pull up. But he's just a great guy to coach. He's thirsty for the physical stuff. So, but he can take a catch down forward, which probably, towards the end of his career, O'Keefe probably hasn't got that. Whereas Parks, he can go forward, on ball, do a couple of different roles. And then even just the speed of the game has changed now. So you do have to go for that more running type.
Well, Parker took the Crows to town. I remember that here at Adelaide Oval, which was great. I just wonder with Ryan O'Keefe, the management of him, because he is a great of the club and close to his 300, are you doing the old Jack Cale trick, going up to Ryan, put your arm around him and saying, mate, you're in my team, you just got to convince the senior coach?
Oh, I'm not laughing at that, because I was a victim of that a few times. I caught that early days, I think about 7 or 8 times.
Yeah.
But it's only until you talk to 8 other blokes that you find out what happened. But, certainly not. We've been pretty open and honest with Ryan from the meeting at the end of last year. He was well aware we were going to give Luke Parker a massive opportunity to step up. And then we also weren't sure with the interchange stuff how that was going to change the makeup of the side. So constantly in dialogue with Ryan, and he's doing a good job with the reserves, actually. Taking more of a mentor coach type role, and obviously that's what he wants to get into after footy. So he's been really positive about it.
What's your ready to go depth like, Stewie?
Sorry?
What's your depth like? I mean, I see Tommy Mitchell's down there, and there's a couple down there, but
yeah, Tommy's actually struggled to get out in the park. I mean, we'd like to think he's a depth player, but he hasn't been able to get on the park. He played his first half game last week. But really, I think he's played 3 games in the last 10 weeks, which has been disappointing because we'd like to be able to put him up for selection, but he's probably a couple of weeks away for that. We've got Shane Biggs, who also got elevated along with Sam Naismith. He's a running defender, wingman type. So we've got a few guys, even Laidler didn't play last week. He's been a constant all year. So right at this moment, I think we're probably at the height of our depth, but gee, we said that about 8 weeks ago, and then within the space of 2 weeks, it changes. Just a couple of injuries, and you get tested.
Has Tommy Walsh not come on?
Well, he had that severe hammy last year. He tore that off the bone, and
yep.
So he only really got going probably five weeks ago, and he played his best game actually last week. We played the Brisbane reserves, and played on Jordan Lyle in at centre half back actually, and he actually looks like a decent centre half back. He's really aggressive. His body was good, so we might have found a little spot for him there.
I guess the beauty is your core group have been so healthy, I think. Like, you've had at least 10 or so blokes play every game and another maybe half a dozen or so only miss one or two. So your core group of players have been on the park for most of the year.
Yeah, and that's probably reflective of where we are on the ladder. And, reverse roles with, for instance, Port Adelaide missed Tringove and Carlisle. If we were to miss Richards and Grundy for 4 or 5 weeks, well, gee, we could be fifth and sixth and they could be top. So every list is pretty fragile if you get it to the wrong people.
Stewie Jew, our guest, Sydney are coming to town, a cracking game Saturday night. Listen for your cue to call. We've got doubles to give away. It'll be sold out. Now, Dewey, have you got any overtures to coach elsewhere?
I'd like to become a senior coach at some point, but you can't really pick and choose. A lot of it's, opportunity. But I guess all I've been able to play under, a couple of really good coaches and now work under a couple. So just trying to soak up everything I can. And probably had a little bit more responsibility this year with Sydney and getting a different experience with stuff more than just the game day stuff. Which has been really good. Extra responsibility is something I crave. So, if that opportunity comes up, it'd be fantastic.
You said you'd like to be. Are you ready?
I think I am. But when you hear every coach, they always say you'd never know if you're actually ready until you get into it. But in terms of am I ready to, if someone's to knock on the door and ask if I want to do it, I would say yes. Obviously, I had the opportunity last year with Melbourne, but didn't feel that it was the right situation and timing. We just had a little girl, so we felt in terms of my family and things like that another 12, 24 months that we were happy with where we were.
So, Dewey, can I just assume that your next move will be a senior job? It won't be to another club as a senior assistant?
You can never, I guess people always move around, so it's not, I guess not necessarily, because, if in 2 or 3 years, you never know, Sydney might want to change up, or I might think it's time to go to another club and get some more experience in a different environment. You always assess, I guess we're sort of like players, you work in a two to three year cycle, so every year it changes. In 2 years I might think, I've got to go and work under someone else, or I might stay where I am, or might get an opportunity somewhere to step up. just not sure.
So we've heard it's a package deal. You, Josh Franco, and Big B Laid. That's the gig.
Where's this package going?
well, to the next club that needs a senior coach. I'm just mucking around with you, Dewey, but that would be a good package deal, that one. Hey, what's it like being a dad?
Yeah, I love it. It's the best thing
isn't
in the world.
Isn't it ever?
Yeah, it's good. It's great. She's starting to talk now, so getting a bit cheeky. So it's quite interesting times now. We're having to watch what we say around the house.
Oh,
2 days later, things get repeated.
So how old?
Fantastic.
She's two at the end of this month, so...
Mate, you need number two. You'd be... number two be close, wouldn't it, or...? I'm not trying to be a family planner here.
I just say hold, Stewie, hold.
You're trying to get me a new job and now another baby.
Oh, mate.
Well, if we have another one, I'll need a senior coaching job.
There you go. No, well answered. Hey, Dewey, well done. We admire and watch from afar the development of you as a player when you went to the Hawks, as a premiership, now as a coach. I think you're destined, mate. You speak so well, and your success with all those coaches have been brilliant. You come to town with Sydney. Port Adelaide are ready, mate. Don't worry about that. They're going to have their contested ball back and their run back, and I reckon it's going to be a cracker. Dewey?
Thanks for the support. Yeah, and we look forward to it. We're ready for this one too, so it should be a good game. Hopefully, full house, everyone rocks up, and have a good night.
Good on you, Stewie.
Stewart Dew, our guest.